Riveters, anewscafe.com, Mountain Valleys Health Centers, Pat Jensen and Janet Logan, Pit Stop Store, Round Mountain Garden Supply, Shasta Piping Society, The Local Pages, and David Toivainen, physical therapist. We appreciate your generous, ongoing support of our community radio.
Hey, I'm the Analog Man, and this is KKRN 88.5.
I'm Ruby Tuesday.
This is Sammy Joe.
And you're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to do something just a little bit different tonight. Here at Strictly Vinyl, we lost a dear friend yesterday. So we're going to dedicate this hour to him. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. His name was Mr. Mark Abel. And Mr. Mark Abel comes from that greatest generation. Mark was born in 1925 in New Mexico. And then moved to California at an early age and grew up all through the Depression, where they had to work all the land by hand and nobody had any money, and they raised chickens and cows, and everybody traded everything because there was just no money, just really hard times. And he always told me a lot of stories about that. And what I realized about that generation is that that hard work built a lot of character. And that's why they're definitely called the greatest generation. So, and then as in the 40s there, as we were attacked by the Japanese, Mark had to wait. He was still a little too young, tried to enlist, but they wouldn't let him, so he had to wait till he was 17. He enlisted into the Marine Corps, and then went through boot camp down to Camp Matthews, and then shipped off and fought in the South Pacific. He was on the first assault wave that landed and hit the beaches to retake the island of Guam. There's a book that's been written about that battle. The book's actually about Captain Gary Bunshu, but the book is called Bunshu Ridge, and Mark is mentioned by name in that book at least a dozen times. So if anybody wants to check that out, it can be found on Amazon Kindle. It's Bunshu Ridge. Mark was also a reinforcement wave for Iwo Jima, and then Saipan also. After Mark returned from the war, he worked as at Diamond Walnuts, drove a forklift there, and did numerous jobs, sheetrocking and driving truck, and ultimately ended up here in Shasta County and up in Shasta Lake in the 60s, where he was a barber there. So I met Mark actually just a few years ago, but what an outstanding man he was, and we just hit it off right away. We spent a lot of time together in the last 3 years, and so we're going to play some of his music that he liked tonight. A lot of Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and those types. And here at Strictly Vinyl, we always play our songs on vinyl, but I'm going to break that rule tonight, and we're going to play one song off of a CD that is not available on vinyl yet. So we'll get to that one. But so we'll lead it off here tonight with Johnny Cash tonight.
So. But before we do, I just wanted to add one more thing. I knew Mark. Mark was a really sweet, kind man, and he came to a lot of my gigs and watched me play music. And it was just always so nice to see him out in the audience smiling, and he was so nice and so much fun to talk to.
Yeah, one other thing about Mark, he was, been reading a lot of books about Marines and different things, and back in World War II, the young recruits would come in and they'd see these old tough guys, and they called them the old breed, and, you know, Mark was definitely the old breed. The will in him was something I've never seen before. So what an incredible man. He's dearly missed. I know he's up in heaven watching down on us. So Mark, these ones are for you tonight.
Thank you.
a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That was I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. And we got some more Johnny Cash, because Mark was a big Johnny Cash fan, so we want to honor him and play some Johnny Cash. So this one is Ring of Fire, and this is a song that I learned for Mark, and I played it at some gigs, and he really liked it. And this song was released in 1963. It was written by Merle Kilgore and June Carter. June wrote this song about her relationship with Johnny Cash, and they were both married at the time, but they're singing partners and close friends. And the song was recorded March 25th, 1963, and became the biggest hit of Johnny's career. It stayed number one for 7 weeks. So this is it with Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Alright, that's one very famous country song by Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Yeah, Mark loved that song. He always, he had been asking me to, I just started learning to play the guitar about a year ago or so, and he always, you know any Johnny Cash? So he's always asking me to learn, so I was actually learning that song and playing it for him at his house there. He lived down at Amber Oaks, and, you know, hats off to all the fine folks down there that, you know, Alicia and Juanita and Sandra that always gave Mark the care that he needed, and above and beyond the friendship that they had for him down there too. So I certainly appreciate that. And but yeah, I'd go down there, and he's watched my guitar playing career from the very first day. So, you know, was my best critic. So and it was, I always enjoyed the time spending with him and his knowledge about things. And, you know, if I ever needed to talk to him about anything in my life, you know, I could always, he was the kind of guy that was, he didn't beat around the bush. You didn't have to read between the lines. He was straight and narrow, and what he said he meant. So, you know, and it was a very special friendship we had. So, okay, Ruby Tuesday, what do we got next?
I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams.
Yeah, and this is a really pretty song too. It's one of the first songs I learned on guitar, and the words are just so beautiful. If you just read them, read the lyrics, it's just really pretty and sad. So here it is.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. Up a purple sky.
came across an old shoebox a while back, filled with black and white photographs. Different times, a different scene, long forgotten memories. It goes to show how much things change, shows just how fast people age. I don't know why I'm so surprised. He's younger here, but I recognize my grandpa proudly sitting in the car that he drove for years. Now it's torn apart, sold off for parts. Now she'll never be the same. Oh, how I wish I could have kept that thing. There he is again, holding on tight to the woman that I try so hard to be like. Now they're both gone to a better place. Still I see them every day, captured in time, never gonna disappear. An old photograph to the mirror. Picture yourself back in those times. Imagine what it felt like with the color gone from every face. Love and happiness replaced. I don't know why, but I always would read a picture like a book. Pieces of their stories told, a different date but the same old world. They were little kids all in fourth grade. It was dated 1938. Took me 25 minutes just to recognize the prettiest girl in the very front line. Here's my mama, just three when they took this, on her way to church in her Easter dress. It's hard to imagine that there was a world where she was just a little girl, captured in time, never gonna disappear. An old photograph. On the ocean, so much fun, I didn't want to leave. I'll never forget the times like these. Here's another one, he was chasing me with a water gun. I could hardly breathe, waking up to a wide backyard, throwing snow at each other till it gets dark. Ain't it funny how such a little back so many years. The old photographs taped to the mirror. The old photographs taped to the mirror. The old photographs taped to the mirror.
That was Strictly Vinyl's own Sammy Joe's Old Photographs, and Mark always loved that song because it mentions 1938, so that was one of his favorites.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thanks for sharing that.
This next song we had a request for a while back. It's called Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell.
lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
That was Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell. This next song is one that we're going to play for Harmonica Steve. He couldn't be here tonight. It's called In My Own Way from the Marshall Tucker Band. It's from their third album, released in 1974, called Where We All Belong. Another of the many songs written by the band founder Toy Caldwell. Steve believes that he is one of the greatest songwriters and lead guitar players that not many people have heard of, so let's see how that sounds.
Notice sometimes car that's occupied by you. There ain't no one on God's earth gonna take your place. And I can say without a doubt you're the only love I'd ever find. And in my own way, I love you. In my own way, I need you. In my own way, I got.
Have you?
That was Marshall Tucker, and that's for Harmonica Steve. Thanks for that song, Steve. All right, next song we're going to do is Merle Haggard, and in honor of Merle, who passed away today, we're going to play some of his songs, too. And this first song is called Sing Me Back Home. It was released in November 1967. It's Merle's third number one single. And Merle spent some time in prison earlier in his life, and he wrote this song based on that experience. It's about a condemned prisoner who is being led towards the death chamber. The inmate, who regularly plays guitar and sings, is asked to perform one final song at the condemned prisoner's request. And this song was also recorded by Joan Baez and I think someone else, right, Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah, believe it or not, this song actually has a Rolling Stones connection. In the late 70s, Keith Richards got probably the biggest drug bust he ever had, and he got stuck in Canada for a few months while the courts were deciding kind of what to do with him. And around that time, he just stayed in a hotel room and recorded a bunch of songs on a little tape recorder, just him playing piano and singing. And Sing Me Back Home is one of the songs that he played. And I always thought that it fit the situation he was in because he was waiting to see what his fate was going to be. And he really just wanted to go back home. And he still plays this song to this day. It was on his new documentary on Netflix, so I think it really means a lot to him.
Yeah, it's a pretty song. Definitely listen to the words on this one. This is Sing Me Back Home by Merle Haggard.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die.
Right, that was Merle Haggard there, another country icon that we lost today, and he's definitely, I don't know how many Grammys he's won, but he's been around for a long time. Mark was a big fan of Merle Haggard. I know everybody around here is growing up in Shasta County, and I actually got a funny little story about Merle Haggard that my mom recently told me. I grew up in China Lake, the Naval Weapons Center down south, and my grandmother and grandfather worked on the base, and my grandmother also did the books for a car dealership, the guy that owned the car dealership, Desert Motors, I believe it was called. And the owner of the car dealership was best friends with Merle Haggard, so he would come and occasionally come into town there in Ridgecrest, and my mom would babysit the owner of the dealership's kids, and my grandma would call my mom and said, "You better get some potatoes in the oven because Merle's in town and he's coming over and we're having a party." So I guess he would come over and they'd have a big party every once in a while when he showed up in town to see his best friend.
Wow, that's a cool story. Yeah. Wow.
All right, so what do we got next? Some more Johnny Cash.
Yep, got some more Johnny Cash.
What's the name of this one, Ruby?
The song is called Jackson, and it's a duet that he does with, I don't think June Carter was his wife yet, but soon to be wife.
Mm, yes.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Huh.
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they'll laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cake. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
Jackson. It's a pretty good song. And right now we're going to take a few minutes to talk about some upcoming events. And first of all, I just wanted to say I got a new job at Benton Air Park Cafe, and they have an event going on this Saturday. And it's called Wings, Wheels, Boats, and Tri-Tip. And it's going to be a lot of old classic cars and boats and airplanes, and I think they said a tractor. So it's going to be pretty fun, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m., and if you wanted to order a tri-tip dinner, it's $12, and they have drinks, and airplane rides and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun, so go to the Benton Airport on Friday. And then Saturday, there's going to be movie night at the airport, and they're going to play Top Gun, which is a good movie. So definitely do that. Keep that on your calendar. And what else do we have?
Thursday night, there's an open mic night at the Brewing Company at 6:30 down in Palisadro. On Friday, there's Bernie Baker and Dave Short at Woodside Grill in Anderson at 6 p.m.
And then the Billies at Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar at 7:30.
Chuck Epperson Jr. Band at Post Office Saloon at 8:30 p.m. And then Sammy Joe's going to be playing at the Brewing Company in Palisadro at 6:30.
And then on Saturday, we got the Blackwell Brothers at French Gulch Hotel, which is a great place, at 7:30.
There's the Bear Creek Revival at the California Brewing Company in Palisadro at 6:30. And Sammy Joe at Westside Wines at 6 p.m.
And then don't forget movie night at the airport. That's also on Saturday.
And Sammy Joe, I know you're involved with a little thing trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records down in Chico. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's a pretty cool event, too. If you're in the Chico area, definitely go to, it's called the Down Low, and it's a little place where they serve food and drinks, and it's a continuous concert, and they're going to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest concert.
They actually did it last year, I believe, and beat it by a long ways, but when they sent the paperwork in, I think they didn't have something quite right, so they were disqualified, so
yeah,
they're down there doing it again.
Yeah.
So, and I think you can stream it online, too. You know the website?
Yeah, you have to go on Facebook and look on the Chico Breaks the Record webpage on Facebook, and then I think there's a link to YouTube from there, and you can get the live feed. And there's always a band playing, so you'll have some good music there the whole time.
All right, so the next song we got here for you was going to be a Charlie Daniels song. Mark was a fan of Charlie Daniels, and you've already heard this song once on Strictly Vinyl a few months back, but it's such a good song that we're just going to play it again for you. So here's The Devil Went Down to Georgia, the Charlie Daniels Band.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on
the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.
Right, Charlie Daniels there, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Mark always liked a good fiddle player, and I think Charlie Daniels was definitely one of the best. You know, over the years, you know, Mark had, he loved dogs, so he always walked his dog down there by the 44 bridge there, the new dog walking park, and he'd been walking there for years, and so everybody knew him down there. There's some pictures of him down there on the gazebo and with his dogs, and then he lost his dog last year. It was just about a year ago, actually, and his dog's name was Three. And so he started walking my old lab, Skeet, so he'd come pick him up and walk down there. And he had a lot of good friends, and there's a couple of friends that I want to tell you about that he had that's really has made a huge difference in his life and what wonderful people they are. And it's Mike Black. Mark actually met him down at the horse race, and Mark was big into, you know, Kentucky Derby and all the different horse races. He'd go down to Anderson there at the fairgrounds and look at the horses and all the stats, and he was just starting to teach me a little bit of that stuff. And I went down with him a couple of weeks ago, and we had a good old time. So another great friend, Nancy, has actually known Mark for many years, but recently reconnected with him in the last 5 years, and she's such a wonderful person and helped out. She's in the medical industry, and Mark started having trouble back in October with a few issues, and you know, Nancy was always there to help anytime. So, and every decision she ever made was always spot on. She knew everything. So I called her, I told her the other day, and I said, you know, you were Mark's guardian angel, because she kept him alive for the last, 6 months and he was doing good. So I just wanted to say a shout out to Nancy and Mike there. So, all right, what do we got next?
Next song, we got another Merle Haggard song. And this one's called Today I Started Loving You Again. And this is another really pretty song. Another one of the first songs I learned. It's just really pretty. I think you'll have to hear it. So here it is.
And this is one of the songs that I think maybe take a little notice or something. Well, today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I believe always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. And I should have known was yet to come. And the crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. And I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
That was Merle Haggard, "Today I Started Loving You Again." And just want to say, Merle has really impacted a lot of singers, a lot of country singers. I know I've really admired his songwriting. And he won 2 Grammys. He was inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994 and the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. In 2006, he was presented with the Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award. So it's very impressive.
I know that my great-grandpa really liked Merle Haggard, so today when I found out he passed away, I was looking through some old records, and me and my grandma were really surprised that my great-grandpa didn't have any of his albums, because that was one of his favorite singers ever. So, rest in peace, Merle. This next song is "Green, Green Grass of Home." It's an old country song. It's been covered by many people, but this is the version that Joan Baez did. I figured since we're playing a lot of country music, I should probably stick to that theme. She decided to record this song for an album she did for her husband named David, the only guy she ever married. He was big into country music, and he actually, I think in 1969, was going to prison for dodging the draft to Vietnam, and so she recorded a whole album of country songs that were his favorite songs, kind of as a goodbye gift to him. So this is "Green, Green Grass of Home" by Joan Baez.
Thank you. my way and look around me to the cold clay walls that surround me, and then I realize
Green Green Grass of Home by Joan Baez, and man, what a voice, definitely one of my favorite singers. So we'd like to say thank you for listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks, and we just wanted to remind you to send in any requests you have to our email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org, and we're going to leave you with one more song. It's A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash.
And to our dear friend Mark out there, rest in peace, my friend. We love you.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
This program is made possible in part by listeners like you and David Toivainen, physical therapist. David teaches motivated patients how to eliminate or minimize recurrent or variable low back pain. David Toivainen, physical therapist, can be reached...